Hi, this is Eric Carlson, and you're listening to the Sense Call-Ups.
Day and welcome everyone to this emergency episode, if you will. I don't know what you want to call this. Cardinal just got back from fishing, but he is still a little under the weather. He's still a little tired. So Pan and I got together and we got to talk about the day after Pajot Day.
Yeah, after Pajot Day. You know, it's a team sport.
Tell that to Jean-Gabriel Pajot. What a day in Sens hockey.
Just crazy. Craziness. Because I know there's a lot of people that were that are in from out of town, being that it's a Saturday game, and
yep,
it easily sold out.
And there was that. But man, did they get full value.
Oh, man. I was honestly sitting there, just like, I feel really bad for people that came in just to watch them screw up. And now it's possibly one of the most iconic playoff games.
It's got to be right up there. Sure does. Wow.
That the team has ever played.
Want to get right to it?
Sure. Game on!
Well, since we're here, let's rewind. Let's go back to game one, round two versus the Rangers. You were there, right?
I was there.
I was watching from Halifax. And before we get into the game, I'm just a little side note. Remember I was texting you? I thought, man, should I go out and watch this?
Yeah.
In a bar? Yeah. Or, you know, there's a place called HFX Sports, which is kind of like real sports. So, you know, multi-screen entertainment facility. I decided I didn't want to. I wasn't quite feeling it, but I also had this worry because, again, thank you, NHL, for scheduling both games within half an hour of each other. So you had the Rangers at the Sens at 7, and then you had Pens at Caps at 7:30. And my concern in Halifax was, okay, what game are they going to show on the TVs? Are they going to show the Canadian team? Are they going to show local Crosby's team? And guess which one they did? According to my coworker, they relegated the Sens game to no audio on the tiny little TV. So yeah. Very glad I went back to my hotel and watched it. And wow. So but the game two was so overbearing. We both had to kind of remind ourselves as to what happened there in game one. It was a goalie duel.
It was.
Lundqvist came to play.
Did he ever?
21 yeah. Shots in the first period by the Senators.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing to show from it, unfortunately.
Yep. And with that, we had 3 power plays in the first.
And
all of them looked awful.
Yes.
All of them looked awful.
That doesn't happen too often to this team, does it?
Well, the thing is, we're still around 20-25%.
Go figure.
In power play, which is just insane now. The big story of the day was that we didn't sell out the game.
That was the big story. You want to?
It was Thursday.
Let's go there.
Okay, so it's Thursday and a 7 o'clock start.
This has been flogged to death on the radio and stuff, but not everyone's up on this who listens.
So a couple of different things with this is And when everyone's saying that the tickets are expensive or too expensive, two different pieces to that. There's, are the tickets too expensive? Or can I not afford the tickets? Because these are two different things. If you can't afford the tickets, you can't afford the tickets.
I think priced, I've only compared a little bit. Like, you know, I've, you and I have looked at Rangers tickets, for example. Oh, yes. I've looked at Oilers tickets.
How many people live in New York City?
No, it's not a fair comparison there. But still, to put it, compare it with the other playoff games going on.
They're cheap.
They are on the cheaper side of the remaining four series, for sure. But affordability is a different question. And interestingly, the ones that didn't sell were primarily in the upper or the uppers, like the cheapest of the seats, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that, you know. The, it's not the most expensive ones that aren't selling.
Right. And now traffic did start at 3:30 that day. It was backed up all across the city.
It has been hammered to death.
Yeah.
But I think it was a mistake. I don't think we're going to see this again. But at the end of the day, there is the fact that they had about, what, 3 or 4 days notice. It's a Thursday night at 7 o'clock. You know, it's hard to drop everything and go sometimes.
Yep. No, definitely.
Anyone with a family or with young children surely knows what that challenge would be.
No, exactly. So.
And this is a government town. This is a pretty.
And a government town that's not paying people.
A government town that's dependent on a payroll system, which is still not paying people properly.
Yep. It's.
And you knew you had game two on Saturday, which is the better
one to go to.
The better game. Yep. It turned out to be
three, but well, this game was still intense. I'm telling you though, these one goal games, though, it's just so much you can do about that.
Every single game, one goal game. So, okay. So we went through the first period. We absolutely dominated them. Lundqvist stood on his head, but we had nothing to show. And we both, I know, I think I sent you a text saying, geez, it's a shame when we go to the second period, everything's reset. It doesn't matter how well we did in the first. Sure enough, second period comes. Rangers get their power play and, of course, score on the power play.
Yeah.
So right away, it's like, of course, we're down 1-0.
Yeah.
You pointed out,
it's
though.
So negative.
You pointed out, though, that seems to work in our favor usually when we go down 1-0 for some crazy reason.
It's ridiculous.
But it wasn't.
First goal loses.
Yeah. Near the end of the second period, we get another power play. And sure enough, never doubt the power play.
No, never doubt the power play.
Dzingel.
Yeah, 20-25%. So.
Right.
Dzingel. Finally, his first one in like 6 weeks.
Yeah. And he almost was scratched for putting Piatt back in, right?
Mm-hmm. But no, it's coaches. You don't change a winning lineup. I think you might next game, but.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh,
and then, you know, tight game all around. Nerve-wracking to watch. Getting into what? The final 5 minutes of the third period, 4 minute and change.
Yep.
And Erik Karlsson,
from behind the net,
defies physics and uses his godlike powers to will a puck in the net from behind the red line.
Yeah.
Behind the goal line.
I was going to bank this off my buddy's head and back into the net.
And that is why you just fire the puck on the net, especially in overtime.
The thing is, it ever, especially the Rangers fans, which holy crap, are they ever violent angry.
We saw some that were pretty angry, yeah.
Just incredible. But they say that it's a fluke goal. This is the third time I've seen Erik Karlsson score from there in a month.
It's fluky, but it's intentional.
It's intentional. Third time he's done it, set play. Set play, great. I haven't seen anyone do this since Alexei Yashin. Because Yashin used to do this all the time.
And then it was,
it truly tells you,
after man. This amazing go-ahead goal.
Yep.
It would just buckle down and tighten it up.
And what you didn't see at home on TV or whatnot was during the, this is after the Karlsson goal and they scraped the ice with a couple minutes left.
TV timeout.
And the crowd went insane and Alex didn't play anything. And the crowd just cheered for the full break.
You took a video of it. You posted it.
Yep.
I wasn't there to see it, but I haven't heard of this happening. Last time I recall this happening was the last time we played the Rangers, actually. It was game 4, I think, at home. And during a TV timeout, everybody did that.
The other one I remember is Ref You Suck.
For a whole TV timeout. Yeah.
Yeah. Which was when for the Pajonot goal. Early whistle.
Right. I didn't see that live.
And they didn't play any music either in that one. And yep. That was loud.
Yep.
So it's fun for actually for chaining these things for positives.
Alex has been bang on with his job.
Yeah. It's fun.
He's I don't know how you do that job certain? And still watch the game. I'd be so distracted.
There's a lot of direction. I don't think they really watch that much, but.
Anyway, like little cues like that, picking up off the fans, yep. Like knowing when to play, when not to play, when to play Japan Droids, when to pull out Cotton Eye Joe when you have to.
He started both games with Japan Droids, just saying.
Yeah, he did.
And these friggin' burgers, I swear to God. Well, what are you doing?
Well, it's all good. Yeah. So that's game one.
Yep, so another one goal game. So
of course. Which brings us to
game two.
The game two that I still can't stop thinking about. Wow. This one I think we kind of need to probably walk through. So I got there. I learned my lesson from the last time there was Saturday. I did not get there when the red zone opened because I was, going to the game by myself. It's different if you have a buddy. You can sit outside and enjoy. It was perfect weather. It was, again, a great atmosphere out there. I got to watch Peter Joint do his live rapping there. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You're shaking your head.
Whatever. It's fine.
I'm just impressed he can do that live. Anyway, we got there at a more reasonable time. That was much nicer that way. Did you get there or spend any time outside the red zone?
No, not really.
Kind of went straight in?
Yeah. Not like it's fine. It's packed.
It was packed. So first period again. I think we got about three power plays in a row.
That's game two.
Game two. Yeah, I think it happened again, and it was terrible. Like, can we just?
No, we did. Yep.
We can just decline these power plays.
Well, not only that, we're on the power play,
and get scored on shorthanded.
Scored on. Grammer got one.
And it was a good goal. It was a good 2-on-1 pass, but it just felt like, oh, come on. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, I mean, that was the story. Three power plays, two or one of them already on a shorthanded goal. And then about 13, 14 minutes into it. So we finally get a goal. Pajot, keep that name in mind, folks, as you know, scores unassisted, steals the puck, goes in, shoots. He does his voodoo magic with Henrik Lundqvist. Now we're at 1-1. That puts us into the second period. Thankfully, we got out of that tied 1-1 because that was a disaster. However, immediately, 2-1 New York Rangers. Chris Kreider scores. And then another shorthanded goal. 3-1.
Oh, it's like this is unsurmountable at this point.
And yeah, it's starting to feel like this isn't our game. But hold on. Hoffman carries the puck in, deeks around everybody, almost scores himself, but leaves a nice little juicy rebound for Mark Mathot to bump in.
Out of all people. Yeah.
His first goal of the year.
He didn't have one all season?
He did not have one all season.
That's funny.
Makes it 3-2, and now you're starting to wonder. I'm starting to believe. But hold that thought. About a minute or two later, how do you print this? Shea, right?
Shea. Yeah.
Shea scores on a goal that just... I'm sure Anderson didn't see it, but it just looked deflating. It just looked deflating to see that go in so quickly.
Yeah, I think Phaneuf was standing right in front of him.
So again, we're back to a 2-goal lead for the Rangers. Bring on the third period. Now,
at this point,
the last time we're at a game, goes back to game two in round one. We're down by two going into the third. And this is the game that I went out, bought a popcorn, came back and sat back down and just kind of checked out because it felt like the season was over. And they came back and won that game in overtime. So I said, you know what?
Well, we already had a one game lead here.
I know. So again, it was not as dire straits, but however, it was a 2-goal deficit going to the third. And I said, got to do it. So I went out, got my popcorn, came back.
Pouted.
And it wasn't pouting the same way, though, because, like you said, we had a one-game lead. You know, this seemed deserving. Really, the Rangers have been the better team so far. Sure enough, Mark Stone scores early enough, back to 4-3 New York, and I'm starting to believe. But no, Shea scores again, 5-3 New York. We're back to this two-goal deficit. At this point,
there's like 5 minutes left in the game.
Well, there's about 15 minutes, I think, at this point. At this point, it just felt, okay, how many times can you have your back broken when you're trying to come back? So they're back to a two-goal lead. And now we're getting into the final 5 minutes, 6 minutes of the game. And this is where I decided what I was going to do.
Oh, yes.
Now, feel free to call me out on this because this is poor fanmanship, but I had a strategy. We were desperate, and I thought, I got to use the bathroom. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Last TV timeout, I think it was one of the last TV timeouts of the period.
Yep.
And I said, they aren't scoring. I'm going to go use the bathroom. Hopefully they score while I'm in the can. And I'm just going to work my way down to the other end of the arena. People were leaving at this point. And I understand why, because people do it. It's not Ottawa. It's all over the league. It's multiple sporting events. People do this.
Super Bowl.
People were leaving. Yeah, Super Bowl. I wasn't going to leave the arena, but I was making my way to the other end of the arena. I go to the bathroom. You know, nothing happened. Now, in hindsight, that was kind of dumb because it was during a TV timeout. So I don't even think they got started playing again by the time I was out of there. So I walked down. My seats were on the far side of the arena. So I walked back down to the main gates. I'm not leaving. Not a chance I'm leaving because this is playoff hockey and there could come back. So I'm down there at the other end of the arena. And sure enough, you know, I'm watching it. I didn't miss it. They score. Pageau again.
Yeah.
Scores. Brings it back into one goal game. And I'm like, oh, baby.
Yeah, at that point, I'm like, okay, they're either going to run out of line.
Now, at this point, I was tempted to walk back to my seat, but I thought, no, I'm just going to stay here because if I start walking back, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss something. So true. I just stuck there. And lo and behold, a minute two left in the game, and Pageau again tips it in. We got a tie game. It was
incredible.
My regret is I wasn't right at my seat. It would have been a beautiful vantage point. It would have actually been in
the room. Because you're a bad fan.
Yes, I'm a bad fan, apparently. However, I got to experience something really neat.
Of running back to your seat.
Of all the people who were in the concourse just going nuts. There's high fives everywhere. As I'm walking back, everyone was high-fiving. It was kind of cool.
That's nice.
And that had to be the loudest that building's ever been that I can remember. Maybe Stanley Cup run.
Now, ended up happening next to me was that at this point.
Oh, yes.
The lady standing next to me, her husband was to my right and then her. And a kid, well, a kid, but a younger guy ended up falling into her and knocked her into the next row, and he fell where she was.
Ouch!
And yeah,
concrete.
And it was real scary. And that's a second time that I see someone kind of fall between the aisles like that. First guy ended up smacking his skull into the cement and row A.
Oh.
Knocked himself out. It was scary.
So how old was this woman, roughly?
Oh, she's probably in her late 40s.
And she fell, hit her? Did she hit her head?
I think she fell into people.
Thank goodness.
Then her husband and the kid's dad started to yell at each other, and they almost came to blows, and it was just a nightmare.
And what was it, just an overzealous reaction by the person behind you?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what exactly happened.
But he fell.
He fell.
Well, I mean, that's horrible, but it doesn't sound like it was malicious.
No, exactly. So that kind of pulled me out of the event a bit. But
the event was delayed at that point because the long delay, and then they threw their hats on the ice when they realized who scored.
Yep. Which is, and those chants, that's when you chant for Pageau.
They were chanting before, and they were definitely chanting then. Crazy.
Yep. So
we got a tie game.
Now we've got five goals scored against not only Craig Anderson, but also Henrik Lundqvist.
This was not the goalies game for either team.
Nope. So it should come to a quick finish, right? Well, no.
No. It was a frantic overtime.
Yep.
Well, New York had a power play. But there was a lot of chances on both ends. In fact, one point, and you had the same thought I had. One point, the puck goes behind, and Anderson stops it behind his net and almost turns it over. I think actually Turris' stick.
He did turn it over.
Well, he did turn it over. He almost turns it over into a goal to win the game. And Turris, thank goodness, was there to stop it. And everyone's yelling at Andy to stay in his net. And I agree with the sentiment. This is not the first time we see Andy misplay it behind his net. But there is a comment, and you had the same thought. Every time he gets out and has the puck, the defensemen do not come to help.
Yeah, they legit stop skating.
It feels like they just go start gliding.
And I don't know what...
And if you're the opposition, they start attacking. Yeah. So he's left out to dry. He's got nowhere to go.
Yeah, I
help the guy
I
out.
I don't get it. I don't know why they're doing that.
Because they think he's going to do it?
But he's not even to the puck yet, and they stop.
It's like, crazy.
You probably know that he's going to get there first, and you're looking for the breakout, but... No, we're going to have to ask someone about that because it's
overtime.
It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
Thank goodness your center came back.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was just, that one was insane, but no. Because what was it? Because we ended up taking a penalty, killed it off, thank God. And then there was Hoffman ended up getting there was a high stick on Hoffman.
Well, the penalty call was a high stick on Zibanejad, which people were booing, but it was a high stick.
It was a blatant high stick.
But Hoffman got a high stick. I don't know. Cut him. 5 minutes later. Did he get cut?
He got cut, so it should have been a double minor.
Got nothing.
Yep, missed call, or blown call.
Yep.
Because I saw the ref after, and he was saying that it was follow through when it wasn't.
It doesn't matter if it's a follow through.
No, yeah, it does.
Yeah, if you're in.
But he missed the puck completely and just ended up getting Hoffman. Now, that said...
On the other hand, did we want the power play?
Do we want the power play? And I know that it's helped us out against Boston, but you got two shorthanded goals against you this game?
Yeah.
Maybe decline
the Maybe penalty. Stick to the system.
Which they did. Now, second overtime goes by and... Pageau loses a puck first, and the Rangers go the other way. He's a little bit tired with all that chicken parm in him.
You want to know something? I actually made a comment to you. The Sens look gassed in that start of the second overtime.
Yeah.
And Rangers were coming on strong.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I felt like this is going to end quick here.
Yeah. Well, again, it's double overtime. It's always hard. So, anyways, somehow, I think maybe Carlson. Oh, no, Burrows was the one that... turned you over the puck. Jeez, that's nowhere near right.
Pageau,
who is late getting back, ends up getting the puck and goes on a 2-on-1 with
Wingles.
Wingles out of anyone. Beats Henrik once again. Game over. 4 goals in a game.
I think I leapt out of my seat, and I'm in row A.
You can actually see in the replay. The whole arena kind of bounce and jump.
Oh yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
And I think everybody stayed there for the 3 stars.
Yeah. They did. And the other thing with this too, is that cause when everyone's saying it's like, oh, Wingles went and got the puck for Pageau. I was like, guys,
he was right there.
No. Well, yeah, but it's not that Ryan went to go get the puck for MacArthur. The teams always do something with the game puck in the playoffs.
Yep.
I'll just calm down about that. Very, very common for that to happen. But yeah, what a game. That was insane.
And you got
some videos. There's nothing better than stealing one at home.
You got some videos. I got some videos. The whole walkout was just Pageau chants over and over. Yeah. Unbelievable.
But Ottawa's not a sports city.
According to Dark Guy.
Which?
Who gets his tickets comped.
Whatever for that idea. And granted, the one tweet that I really liked was someone saying, it's like, huh, what's the second best 4-goal event in the Canadian Tire Center this year? Because Matthews got 4 in his first game. It's like.
Context, folks.
1, you lost a game. 2, this is playoffs.
Yep.
Like.
So now when we talk about the Pajot game, we have to specify which one.
It's always a sense that it's, yeah, that's true. That's true.
The Montreal Pajot
one or the Rangers one, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I do love how the Leaf fans always say that we bring them up, but then they're the ones that are commenting on this stuff.
Right.
Just shut up.
You see that clip of Pierre Dorion, the reaction of the...
Yep. Like fist pumping out the door.
Double fist pump out the door.
I like him. So yeah, it's exciting. And that was legitimately stealing one at home.
How does that rank in your playoff attended games? It's right up there, isn't it?
Greening overtime? This was a bigger comeback.
Was it bigger than...
This was... Think if we win the series because versus Pittsburgh.
That's the one I'm thinking of too, Colin. Greening, double overtime against Pittsburgh.
But we lost that series.
So it meant nothing.
Meant nothing.
Just a good memory and that's it.
Yeah. Yep.
Same thing with Turris overtime. That was an amazing overtime goal he did the last time we played Rangers to tie it up.
Yeah.
But it's just a memory now because we didn't win the series.
Yeah. Didn't we lose that lead?
No, we lost in game 7.
No, I know, but we lost that lead in the game though, I think.
Oh, I forget.
Know. I don't know.
Too long.
No, this is a 4-goal game, which I don't know if any senator has ever done in playoffs, which I doubt.
I highly doubt that.
It was just impressive on someone who's supposed to be checking the best players.
Yeah.
So.
Now in this game, MacArthur left.
Yep. But everyone was concerned, but no, they said that it's not concussion related. So.
Carlson left too for a little bit and came back.
He's just been doing that.
I watched him after he came back, and it didn't feel like he had the same step. Then again, it's funny. Like he wasn't as big of an instrumental piece in this game. Not in points.
He was still the only guy that he can get.
But he gets all the attention, rightfully so.
Yeah, but he can also get the puck through and everything else.
So pay attention to Erik Karlsson and.
Yeah,
and Pajot says, "Hold my beer." Yeah. Here he goes.
And then the other thing, too, that we missed on, but with just a second left, Zibanejad almost ended the game.
Yep. Yep.
So, and he got 2 assists this game.
Yep. We almost lost that trade.
Well, no, it's really, you look at it right now, and I know the series isn't over, and it doesn't really matter what the series is.
Those two are close. Zibanejad's having a great series.
Zibanejad's had a great year.
He has.
People are saying that he doesn't have, or he has like what, 3 less points or something like that, but he broke his freaking leg.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it took him time to get used to it, to coming back. It's like, he broke his leg.
Right.
He's a good player.
Well, he's showing us that. He's doing well in New York.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's, we've never seen this team come back to this.
No. Any other team would have rolled over and accepted the game 2 fate.
Yep.
Get ready for game 3. I mean, that's pretty much where my mindset was as I was
It's like just walking towards the exit. This and, yeah.
It's and, like, you know what?
Try to win again next year. Yep. So, or next year, next game. But
that has to be deflating if you're a Rangers fan.
I watched some of the interviews after the game. It's McDonough and Lundqvist.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them sounded extremely defeated.
How could you not? You had a 2-goal lead 3 times.
Yeah, but you never show your cards, right? They sounded like the series was over. Which is very interesting.
And they got 2 days to sit on it.
Yeah. So, we'll see what happens. Again, games are Tuesday and Thursday. Incredible that we won them. Please stop being 1-goal games.
That's hard. Hard to watch.
But, yeah. My burger days are 6-0, and the days that I don't do it, it's 0-2. So my life is on the line here. My game days are such a routine now that it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I thought I had you covered there. You were talking about you didn't get a burger, so that I got you.
I did not want one.
But now I got, do you have to actually eat it, or can you just buy it, take a picture of it, no, post it on Twitter?
And... Don't take any risks, man. Don't take any risks. So, yeah, no, it's fun. It's exciting. We'll see how the series goes. Sens are doing a lot better. Now, I can't see this team lose four before they win two against these guys, especially with two games left at home. So, and the way that Anderson always rebounds from a bad game.
This next game is not going to be the same. It was not good. He wasn't good. Lundqvist wasn't good.
No, he did bounce back in overtime because he caps us in it. And that's really all that you ask for.
I think we got a tight game in game three. Again.
So like a one goal game?
Yep.
Yeah, 1-0. Quadruple maybe. Overtime?
Excuse me. Maybe a 1-0 game or a 2-1. And that's pretty much what coach predicted, too. I think so. You can't. It doesn't matter how you win. Everything is reset. That's just like that first period. We outshot them.
Well, we saw Edmonton do it last round. They lost the game 7-0. Well, they won the series 4-1.
Right. You move
on. You lose 7-1 or you lose 2-1. It's all the same.
Yep. It's all how you bounce back, right?
No.
So did you have any aspirations of going to New York this year, this week?
I was really looking at it. So I looked at the flight would be covered by points.
Flights are the easy part.
The flight was the easy part. Hotel that I found at Penn Station for $212 Canadian.
And that's really, really good for Manhattan.
Yeah.
You're usually paying $300 US for a decent place.
Yeah.
And I don't mean exquisite. Right there, I mean decent.
So from the airport, you could just take the train or whatever directly into the station, which would be perfect because I'm not great with directions. So you do that. And then the game tickets, I'm like, all right, so this is the only thing, $700 US.
And you don't want to be an upper bowl there.
Because upper bowl is 230. So one, it's nosebleeds. Two,
and they're very nosebleed there. They're back and far.
Because I didn't know how that
was. And that's also where the more rowdy fans are going to be.
Exactly. So I felt like I wouldn't get killed, so I'm just going to stay home instead and bank my time. Which I kind of feel bad about because... Honestly, like New York in May would be awesome.
Oh, it would.
But yeah, it's at a 71 cent dollar right now. So Americans, it's super cheap to come down. Super cheap for you guys to come down. But yeah, it's just not worth it.
Do you know any Rangers fans?
Yeah. poor Jay. He goes to the games, just wearing his shirt. Like not even a Rangers shirt, not his Sens jersey. He just goes.
I saw him afterwards. He was there with the dude.
With his son, yeah.
And just, he just smiled. Yeah. I just smiled at him.
He doesn't know if he's happy or sad. Like,
because those are his teams.
It's his teams. Rangers are playing each other. He's like, I don't know where to go with this.
I would think you'd have to go hometown just for the fact that you can keep watching it.
But he's just like, I can't.
It's conflicting.
And then, the other thing that I told him is like the Rangers probably have a better chance against Pittsburgh than Ottawa does.
Oh, do they ever?
So.
That series is disappointing.
As long as Mark Methot gets his piece of flesh.
Oh.
Yeah!
That would be good. So. Literally.
Yeah. That's a storyline for another day. Let's not counter chickens.
That's not. We've got a lot of series left.
This is exciting, and it's looking positive right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sens are up to 13% to win the cup.
Who's got the highest right now? Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh at like 78%.
78?
Yeah. In reality, it's like 105%.
The way they're playing right now? Yeah.
So we'll see how things go.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I can't think of much else.
Yeah. So
it's that was exhausting. That was emotionally exhausting.
And you've been struggling with your panics and
you're reading panic in the stuff that I don't apply though.
There's panic in it.
I would say
I can't believe we haven't sold out. I'm like, no, the tickets are sold, they're just on. It's like if they're on StubHub, the tickets are bought. Relax, everyone.
Oh.
Relax.
If they're on StubHub, that means they're bought. That's right. Absolutely right.
Who cares?
Well, that wasn't panic. That was more frustration because I had a pair of tickets to round one. I eventually sold them. I think I just cut even.
Thankfully. You did well on Saturday.
And Saturday
maybe you should just go to the game, you terrible fan.
I would have said in Halifax.
Nope, no excuse.
No excuse. Dark guy got from Windsor to Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, darn work gets in the way.
Yeah.
Well, we heard from Cardinal. He has some stories. He was out fishing this weekend. He said he got to watch the game. So when we get back for a real episode, we'll get his take on it. Anything else you want to add here? Should we wrap this up?
No, that's about it for tonight. So
feel free to email in your reactions.
Please email. We legit have nothing, guys.
No, actually, that's not true. Actually, we do get one email. Like, yeah,
we'll read it later.
No, but it's so quick. It's just from...
From Vinny?
Is that who it is? Vinny?
Yeah.
And it just says...
Peugeot.
Because Paul Romanek cannot seem to pronounce Peugeot. It's always Peugeot! Awesome. Peugeot!
My God, Sportsnet. Get it together.
They're paying attention to the Sens a little bit more now, but man, that was such a bad broadcast.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's wrap it up.
All right. See you guys later.
See you game three. Later. Jumbo check.